What's up, everyone? Clayton here. I'm super excited to talk to you today about an advanced ninja trick in the world of real estate investing that literally the wealthiest of the wealthy understand as a total game changer for altering their entire tax basis. The amount of money that they pay in taxes is completely altered when you understand what a cost segregation study is all about. So let me just ask the question, is a cost segregation study worth it? Well, first, let's define what a cost segregation is. What is a cost segregation analysis? Simply, it's a tax saving opportunity that's often overlooked. It's your ability to accelerate the depreciation of certain land improvements of a property and personal property. For instance, the roof, water heater, other things inside the home. You're able to accelerate the depreciation on certain items inside the house, and you get the benefit of that on your taxes sooner rather than having to spread it out over 29 and a half years. If you want to deep dive this subject, we have a full blog post that we've written up that takes you through step by step by step how to understand a cost segregation analysis. That link is in the description below. So who is a cost segregation for? Well, there are four types of people that I think a cost segregation is perfect for. Number one, high net worth individuals that want to offset their taxes, but still acquiring additional properties for their rental portfolio. Now, let me give you an example. At our company, Morris Invest, we're a full service real estate company. So we'll work with high net individuals all the time. For instance, a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer. And when we explain to that doctor that $500,000 a year that they're making from their hospital can be offset and therefore reduce their overall tax burden by investing in real estate and having a cost segregation analysis done, it blows their mind. There's a way for them to offset all of the taxes they're paying to Uncle Sam from their W-2 job from the hospital. You see, when the government talks about taxing the rich, or you hear politicians talking about taxing the rich, they're not talking about taxing me, a real estate investor. I'm a passive income investor. They're talking about taxing high net worth W-2 employees, doctors, lawyers, people who will take less home in their paycheck because politicians want to tax them more. Using a cost segregation analysis allows them to slash that and to keep more money in your pocket instead of Uncle Sam's. And by doing a cost segregation analysis, they know that they can get up to a 40% cash on cash return in that first year. Let me just throw out some hypothetical numbers here. Let's say you work with us and you buy one of our brand new construction duplexes that we sell to our clients. Well, that down payment is going to be, 50, 60, 70, 80,000, whatever you want to put down on that property. Now imagine basically being able to get almost that entire down payment back in the form of a tax break because of a cost segregation analysis. You see, on all of our new construction properties, we're actually providing our clients with a cost segregation analysis when they close. So they're able to hand that right over in this calendar year to their CPA, and they're able to accelerate that depreciation in this calendar year. So that down payment that they're making essentially gets wiped away. And that's why you're able to get upwards of a 40% cash on cash return. We'll walk you through it on the phone if you don't believe us. When you see how it's all laid out in the numbers and you can see that cost segregation analysis based on the new construction property improvements, it's going to blow your mind. And what this does is it allows you to accelerate the depreciation, basically giving you additional equity in the property while also putting cash in your pocket in the form of cash flow. And if you're a high net worth individual, once you've executed on this plan in the first year, you're going to tell every friend that you know about what you did, and it's going to blow their mind. So whether you perform a cost segregation analysis on a single family or a duplex or another form of rental real estate, you are going to save yourself a boatload, thousands of dollars in taxes by taking advantage of this strategy. Number two, people who want to avoid paying taxes. I'm sure you've heard me talk about here on the channel before that if you are a real estate investor, you shouldn't be paying anything in taxes if you do it correctly. Now, the reason you're not paying taxes is not because you're avoiding it or doing it illegally or you're running from the IRS. No, but because you keep acquiring real estate, you're depreciating certain pieces of that asset that allows you to offset the gains from your rental income. This is what smart investors understand. The third type of person a cost segregation analysis is for is someone that needs to offset their capital gains on other assets. So maybe they've got stocks, right? And they sold off a whole bunch of stocks. They're going to pay a big capital gains tax. Well, by doing a cost segregation analysis on their real estate, they'll be able to offset the amount that they might pay in that stock market. Or they may have done a fix and flip deal on a house and they sold it, they'd have to pay capital gains. Remember, that's why I'm not a huge fan of fix and flip or the stock market. You get hit with capital gains taxes in a way that you might not if you're a buy and hold real estate investor. But nevertheless, you might want to offset those capital gains, and the best way to do it is using real estate and using a cost segregation analysis. The fourth person that this could be for is for someone that wants to buy one property a year for tax purposes. Again, it's the old adage in real estate, buy until you die. Once you start buying real estate, you want to keep buying real estate for the tax benefits. Why? Because if you stop buying real estate, you then start to get taxed on the rental income from your tenants. And you don't want that to happen. I mean, you're always going to be taxed on the rental income. So if you make $20,000, $40,000, $60,000, $100,000 in rental income from all of your properties this year, great, that's income. And you'll be taxed on it. How do you offset that? You buy more real estate. And when you buy more real estate and do a cost segregation analysis, you basically eliminate that amount of rental income that you'd have to pay to Uncle Sam. See, it's a matter of just balance. Buy until you die and use the power of a cost segregation analysis to help you get there. Another person that might want to take advantage of this is someone who's going to owe taxes this calendar year. So in the year 2020, 2021, you are going to owe $50,000 in taxes to the IRS. Well, what if I could teach you that with a cost segregation analysis, you buying a piece of rental real estate, you actually get to keep that $50,000 in the form of equity in a property. Now, this is going to blow your mind. So instead of sending that $50,000 check to the IRS that you owe Uncle Sam, now you buy a piece of rental real estate and that $50,000 becomes the down payment on that property. You get it back on your taxes. And now instead of sending it to Uncle Sam, you just picked yourself up a brand new construction duplex that's cash flowing upwards of $3,000 a month with tenants already in place. Right. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It all comes down to numbers, folks. That's what we do. That's why we become so busy towards the end of the year, because we have clients that have been working with a pretty terrible CPA and they find out, oh my God, I owe Uncle Sam $70,000. I'm just going to write a check for $70,000 to the government and it's going to be gone in the blink of an eye. You ever see that debt calculator in New York City where it just goes chick, 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 chick? So I'm going to send $70,000 to the federal government. They're going to spend it in less than a millisecond. Or I could take that $70,000, use that as a down payment and get virtually almost all of that money back in the form of a cost segregation analysis. And I get a piece of rental real estate. And guess what? Uncle Sam doesn't get that $70,000. So at Morris Invest, we have built the first ever cost segregation concierge service. We walk our clients through this from start to finish, and we'll take your hand, hold your hand the entire time. We'll help you buy a new construction property that has non-recourse financing built in. That means it's not even tied to you personally. We already have the financing built in from the banks and the 60 different lenders that we work with. Plus, we provide a cost segregation analysis to you that costs up to $15,000 to perform. We give it to you for free because when we're building 40 properties at one time, we do the cost segregation at that time. We get to hand that over to you and you get to use that on your taxes. No one else does that, folks. No one. Think about the cost benefit analysis here. Just think about this. You put down an $80,000 payment as a down payment on a rental property. You get a $300,000 duplex. You then get to have a $60,000 write-off on your taxes. So again, if you were gonna pay Uncle Sam $60,000, you get that money back in the form of owning rental real estate. So I'll ask you the question, is it worth it? It's expensive, but it absolutely is worth it if you fall into one of those specific categories. Again, if you are a high net worth individual that's gonna be paying Uncle Sam a lot in taxes, if you want to increase the cash flow and start to pay less in taxes overall, are you a high net worth individual that has a W-2 paycheck where you keep getting slammed every year and you can't believe you're paying 40% in taxes? This is a way to reduce or almost eliminate that burden. So I'm super excited about this. If you're interested in using a cost segregation analysis, if you want that as part of your investing strategy, book a call with us today. Just go to morrisinvest.com. We'll have a link below. We'll get on the phone with you for 30 minutes and we'll walk you through this entire process. The way that we work with our clients is individual, customized. So there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. We'll talk to you and find out, okay, you've owed this much in taxes, you have an IRA that you need to use and leverage. We pull all of these things together and work with whatever pieces you're working with. So book a call with us today, and we're happy to talk with you about cost segregation.